Welcome to Compass with Hella E. Michelia, finding direction for your life.
Greetings of grace and peace. It's great to have the opportunity to bring the Word of God to you today. The Bible says the entrance of the Word, it gives light and it gives understanding to them who are simple. We want to bless God for the opportunity to bring the Word of God this morning. We know that our hearts are simple and prepared for what God has to do in our lives. And I want to welcome you to Compass, finding direction for your destiny. God has a destiny for you. Your assignment is to pursue and come into that destiny. My assignment is to walk with you as you come into that which God has for you. And I'm glad I have that opportunity to walk with you this morning. I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this broadcast this morning, talk to someone, remind somebody, call in somebody and tell him we are live and the Word of God is being brought to you from every nook and to every cranny of the earth. And we want to thank God for this opportunity the Lord has given to us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to bring your Word. Bless your Word today. Cause your anointing to rest upon it. Let the anointing break yokes and lift our burdens in the mighty name of Jesus. I have been teaching on decisions that champions make. There are things that champions do. There are keys that champions live on that bring them into the place of their destiny. And I've been teaching on that for some weeks right now. And today I just want to talk to you on another point. And the point I want to talk to you today is that there is a Hiram in your life. There is a Hiram in your life. Who is Hiram? Hiram was the king of Tyre. And when David became king in Jerusalem, the Bible says Hiram sent men to David to build for him a house. And the Bible says when he sent, he didn't only send builders, he sent the materials that was needed to build the house. The Bible says, and when Hiram did that, the Bible says David perceived in his heart that the Lord had established him as king. My pastor wrote, he said, always be friendly and humble to attract partners, for you will definitely need others to run with your vision. You cannot stand alone. A Hiram is someone whom God has sent into your life and into your destiny to help you achieve the goal, the assignment of God upon your life. A Hiram is someone whom God has stationed that is meant to help you to fulfill your destiny. And there are Hirams everywhere in your life. 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 8. And Hiram sent to Solomon saying, I have considered the things for which you have sent me. I will do all you wish concerning the cedar and cypress tree. And there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and they made a treaty. There is a Hiram in your life. Right now, there's an assignment that God has placed before you. There is a destiny that God has placed before you. And there is a Hiram that God is going to use to bring that destiny in your life. There's a Hiram in your life. You have to discover who that person is. A Hiram is a person sent by God who is interested in helping you attain God's purpose for your life. It may be a project, it may be a ministry, but God sends Hiram. For Abraham, it was the angel of the Lord. For Abraham, it was the angel of the Lord. For Moses, it was Jethro, Aaron, and Joshua. For Joseph, it was Pharaoh's cupbearer. For Daniel, it was King Darius. For Israel, it was Deborah. For Jesus, it was a group of ladies in Luke chapter 8, verse 2 to 3. The Bible says that they supported his ministry. For Nehemiah, it was King Xerxes. For Solomon, it was a king called Hiram. Who is the man that God has sent into your destiny to help you fulfill your destiny? Who is that person? Who is that man? Who is that woman that God has sent to you to help you fulfill your destiny? I want to speak to you 18 facts. 18 facts. And I want you to be attentive. 18 facts concerning the Hiram that God is going to bring into your life. Number one, a Hiram is a person God has sent into your life to assist you accomplish God's purpose for your life. Whatever you believe that assignment is, you're going to need help and God sends them. Number two, God can raise different Hirams depending upon the season that you're in and upon the assignment that God has sent. Your Hiram may have something that connects you to him. For Solomon, it was David. David was the link between Hiram and him. Number five, God will raise a Hiram for you in unexpected places. Hiram was not a believer. So also was Darius and Rahab. But they were God's key to accomplishing his purpose. Those people were not believers, but they were the key to accomplishing the purpose that God wanted to accomplish. So there are times that God is going to send you help. And when God sends you help, the help may not look like what you were expecting. You have to be careful not to define for God how he's going to bring help into your life and your destiny. Number six, your Hirams will come at unexpected times. Your Hirams will come at unexpected times. Sometimes God will intentionally delay your Hiram until you have exhausted all of your options. God will intentionally delay your Hirams until you have exhausted all of your options. He did it for the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says this woman had gone to many doctors and gone to many places. The Bible says, and instead of becoming better, she had become worse. At the last moment she heard of a man called Jesus. The Bible says she said to herself, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And the Bible says she walked out of her house and pressed in the press and touched the hem of his garment. And the Bible says, and immediately the Bible says the flow of the blood ceased. The flow of the blood ceased. But she had to go out of all options. Sometimes God places people around your life, but you are not interested because those people don't look like it. You are not interested in what God is using them to offer. Your Hiram's will always appear at the critical and decisive moments of your life. I pray for you. I pray for you today. I pray for you today. I believe right now there's somebody listening to this broadcast that is at a critical moment of his or her life. And I am praying for you today. I am praying for you today that God is going to release a Hiram to come into your life and into your destiny. And that Hiram, as he comes into your life and into your destiny, is going to open up for you the things that God wants to do in your life in the name of Jesus. It's going to bring that supply that is needed in your life at this moment and in your destiny in the name of Jesus. It is your responsibility to recognize a Hiram that is sent into your life. When I say the word Hiram, remember it can be the word helper. It is your responsibility to discover the Hiram that God has sent into your life. It is your responsibility to discover the Hiram that God has sent into your life. Nobody can tell you the Hirams that God has sent into your life. You have to discover that helper. You must know when and where to employ the people that God has sent into your life. They are not meant for everything. They are not meant for everything. They are meant for specific things. They are not sent into your life for everything. They are meant for specific things. Hiram was sent to build a temple. Bezalel was sent to do skillful work of service. You know, in David's life, there was an Ahithophel. He was meant for counsel. Joab was a commander of the army. You need to know, what is this person in my life for? Number 10, your Hiram will always possess something you need and you do not have. Something that you need but you do not have. Something that you cannot provide for yourself. It can be finance, it can be time, it can be information, it can be a specific service. But there is something that you need that you cannot provide for yourself. When the children of Israel, the 12 spies, went into Jericho, God brought a woman called Rahab because she had a house that had a door that was upon the wall of that house that could let those spies escape. That was something they needed at that time that they could not provide for themselves. God will provide a Hiram for you. Your Hiram has something that you need, but you cannot provide for yourself. You must recognize your Hiram and boldly demand what you need from them. You must recognize your Hiram and boldly demand what you need from them. There are many people who have met their Hirams but do not have the courage to make a demand on that, on what they need. And you must boldly demand it. You must boldly demand what you need from them. Solomon boldly demanded what he needed from Hiram. Only your Hiram will feel and understand the gravity of your assignment. Only your Hiram will feel and understand the gravity of your assignment. There are many people around you, but not every one of them understands the gravity of your assignment. Not everybody is moved by your assignment. Not everybody is excited by your assignment. Not everybody is passionate about your assignment. Your Hiram will be passionate about your assignment. He will be moved by your assignment. He will put his heart into your assignment. He will do the things that need to be done so that your assignment will come to pass. That is a man who is a Hiram. That is a man who is a helper that has been sent into your destiny. So you need to understand that. You need to understand that. You need to understand that and move in that direction. Your Hiram may not necessarily be in agreement with things that you believe in, but he is sent by God to help you. He may not agree with you, with what you believe. He may not agree with so many things that you're doing, but he is sent to help you to do what God has called you to do. His assignment in your life is that he is a helper. Point number 15, you must learn to appreciate your Hirams. You must learn to appreciate everyone that God gives you as a partner. Everyone that God sends to you as somebody who is to walk with you in the plan and the purpose of God for your destiny, you must learn to appreciate them. You must learn to appreciate them. You must learn to be concerned about your Hiram. The Bible says Solomon provided food for Hiram. Solomon provided food for Hiram. The people that are in your life, the people that God has brought about to walk with you, to build with you, to bring certain things into your life, what are you doing with them? The Bible says, let him that hears share in all good things with him that shares. So when people bring certain things into your life, Paul speaking said, he said, if we have given you spiritual things, he said, is it too much a demand if we're asking you for carnal things? If we have given you spiritual things, is it too much of a demand if we're asking for carnal things? You need to learn that when God sends people into your life to stand with you, to fight with you, to fight for you, to speak for you, you need to learn to appreciate them. You need to learn to give things into their lives. It is your responsibility to pray and to protect your Hiram. It is your responsibility to pray and to protect your Hiram. Never castigate a helper. Never castigate a man God has sent to help you. Never criticize them. Never bring them down. Negative criticism. Never criticize them before others. Never slander those men. Do not allow people to speak negatively about the helpers that God has sent into your destiny. Never allow people to speak negatively, to pull down, to speak wrongfully about the people God has sent to help your destiny. If God has sent a pastor, if God has sent a husband, God has sent a wife, God has sent a friend, God has sent a financier into your life, never allow other people to speak ill of those people in your life. Never allow, do not give that opportunity. Protect your Hiram's. He is God sent into your life. He is the angel of the Lord for an assignment into your life. Do not take them lightly. The angels did not take it lightly when Sarah laughed at the word that was given concerning. Do not take the people that God sent lightly. Lot fought with the men of Sodom not to touch the angels that were sent into his house. Do not let people shield your Hiram's from deception. Shield your Hiram's from deception. And final point for today. When a Hiram appears in your life, it is a signal that God has established you in that thing that you're dealing with. The Bible says in the book of 1 Samuel 5, verse 11 to 12, the Amplified Version. Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and cedar trees, carpenters and masons, and they built David a house. And David perceived in his heart that the Lord had established him king over Israel. The sign of the change of season is not the weather, it is people. A sign of the change of season is not time, it is people. When God sends certain people into your life, is a sign that the seasons have changed. Who are the people that God is introducing into your life right now to help you achieve his purpose and plan for your destiny? Those people are a sign that you have entered into a new season, that you have entered into a new time frame, that God is about to introduce the next level of his assignment upon your life. Recognize it. Recognize it. God sends Hiram's, and the assignment of Hiram's is to help you to fulfill God's purpose for your life. Look around you today. Look around you today. There are people around your life. There are people around your life that are God sent. There are people you brought, but there are people that are God sent. Look around your life today. You will see the people that God has sent to help you fulfill your purpose. Handle them well. Treat them well. Honor them. Shield them. Protect them. Be a blessing to them. And once you manage that which God has given you, he who is faithful in that which is small is faithful in that which is great. When God sees how you manage the people God is bringing into your life, God is going to send more people into your life for the different things that he has called you to do. I believe you've been blessed today. I believe God has spoken to you. I decree and declare help towards you today. I decree help towards you today. That whatever you're doing, God is going to send you help. God is going to send you people who will fight for you, stand for you, speak for you in the name of Jesus. Today is the day the Lord has made. I decree that you will rejoice and be glad in it. Move forward. Make mighty progress. Take territories. God bless you. I will see you at the next broadcast. Amen.
Join Helen E. Michelia at Gateway Christian Center every Thursday by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 9 a.m. for a time of word, worship, and encounter with the Holy Spirit. Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.